Good afternoon. Welcome to the services of Bethel Baptist. Those of you viewing online, those of us here, let's take our hymnals this afternoon and start by turning to hymn number 263, The Shelter in the Time of Storm. Take our hymnals and turn to 365. 365.
Thank you.
Let's stand if we're able. 518. Of the Lord.
Amen.
Our next fellowship meeting is November 27th at 6 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Independence. The next business meeting here is December 1st after the Wednesday evening service. The next prayer breakfast at Grace Baptist Church is December 11th. At 9 a.m. in the Lord's Supper, we're planning on having January 30th here after the evening service. So remember those on our prayer list, remember those traveling, remember those who aren't able to be here, Sister Voisel and others, remember them. Dale Gadd, my dad's cousin, had got out of the hospital Thursday last week. I was right back in Monday, and I haven't got hold of him to see what's going on. But he's on our prayer list there, if you'd remember him. And Mike Loneman still in the hospital, brother?
Yeah, he's not doing well.
Not doing well. Want to remember him. And how's Braden doing?
So far, I haven't heard much. So I hope no news is good news.
Okay. Jenny Gillespie. I'm not sure who that is. Was that your friend that has cancer?
Yeah, I've been trying to get over it.
Okay. All right. Brother Ed's friend Jenny Gillespie has cancer, as my friend I used to work with, Rachel Ward. Let's take these things to the Lord in prayer. And remember John Donna as they travel back tomorrow. And Ray's daughter Donna is having some tests this upcoming week. Let's remember them in prayer. And Brother Ray is not here. And Amy and Thomas is still having health issues of the leg. Remember Desmond and James in your prayer. Brother Tony's brother and others, the family, Williams family, Cameron's friend, passed suddenly. And just remember one another and all these folks. We'll ask Brother Jim to lead us at this time.
Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this time together. Lord, for this day you've given us, that's been set aside to assemble with your saints. We're thankful for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the fact that he is making intercession for us at this very moment. Thankful for the Holy Spirit and how that he transforms our prayers in ways that we cannot understand. How he brings them before this throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, for your watch care over us as we go about our daily lives. We thank you that you would be with us. Promise never to leave us or forsake us. Lord, we thank you for your word that you inspired those men of old to write, that we might indeed learn of you. And Lord, we thank you for all that you've done for us this day. We do bring these before you, the names that's been mentioned. Lord, the petitions that are made. We know that you'll work all things out according to your will and for our good. We thank you for that. Lord, we praise you. We love you. We ask you to go with us through this service and guide us. Be with Brother Tim as he brings the word today. Forgive us when we sin. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I've just remembered I failed to mention Sister Joan's aunt also passed away this week. You remember her and that family? We'll sing one more. Let's turn to hymn number 475. 475.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed.
Singing. And thank you, sisters, for playing the piano and the organ. I don't know if I can turn as fast as I can look at my phone. I left my phone in the truck. So I have some notes. Try not to keep you too long. Just three pages or so. But as I was reading this week, some words jumped out at me. And isn't that wonderful when it does?
Amen.
So we'll start in the first book of the Bible, and I didn't list them all, but several places where our Lord and Savior says, fear not, or don't be afraid. Fear not, be strong, be of good courage. And in Genesis chapter 15, the very first verse, the Lord's promise to Abraham. After these things, the word of the Lord come to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Well, what kind of reward would this be? Well, saints nowadays, it's the blessings of life that we have, the watch, care, and protection, his mercies, and our eternal salvation where we get to be with him. And it's a great reward to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If I can read my writing. But to protect him against all of his enemies and all of our enemies. And I got to thinking in the scripture where it talks about him protecting us against our enemies, especially in the Psalms to David. We'll get there in a minute, but do we have enemies? Stop and think about it. We've got friends, we've got co-workers, we've got family. But if we tell them the truth out of this word, it can soon make it. If it steps on our toes, you know it's going to step on theirs. That we still need to speak the truth as it is in Christ. Amen. Tell them the truth. But Christ gives all things pertaining to life and godliness and eternal life itself through him. Abraham believed in the Lord and what the Lord said unto him, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Amen. We read over in verse 6 of this same chapter, and he also told Abraham, who didn't have a son at the time, that he brought him forth. In verse 5 says, and he brought him forth abroad, said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them, so shall thy seed be. And this came to pass, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness, which now our righteousness is through Christ. That we notice in that first verse, the word I am. Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And we have another promise if we turn over to chapter 26. Now, like I say, there's a lot more than I wrote down. These are just some of the few. In chapter 26, the Lord appeared to Isaac, Abraham's son, and told him not to fear in verse 24 of 26. And the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. What better promise is there than to have the promise that our Lord God is with us? And he's always with us. And he blesses us. Right at this point, Isaac builded an altar and called upon the name of the Lord, it says in verse 25. And he builded an altar there, which was needed at that time. Of course, Brother Jim brought out today, we don't have altars anymore, don't have priests, don't need the killing of animals. We have one sacrifice, and that's Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
But he said he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord in verse 25 of chapter 26. Pitched his tent there, and there his servants digged a well. And we find out later that there was he had grown so abundantly that he found water everywhere, but they strived with one another, Isaac, some of the other folks. But he multiplied and blessed Isaac's seed too. And the word to him was fear not. Now, if you'll turn with me to Exodus 14, and the place where he called upon the name there, Isaac, he called it Beersheba, if I'm right. But Exodus chapter 14, starting in verse 13. This is instructions to the Israelites from Moses. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Amen.
We could stop right there, and Brother Jim or John could probably bring a whole message just on that right there. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And he did. He parted the Red Sea, brought the Israelites through on dry ground, then drowned all the Pharaoh, all the horsemen, all their enemies, and did away with them. And just like he said here, you shall see them again no more, forever. So their enemies were gone at that point in that time. So if we have any enemies, anybody that we've told the truth to, then you can tell. Because then the only time sometimes folks want to talk to you is that if they know you go to church and you belong to a church, they need prayer. But the rest of the time, sadly enough, a lot of folks, not all of them, but a lot of folks do not want to hear the truth as it is in this scripture. If you find some folks that do want to hear it, a blessing from the Lord indeed, so you can tell them everything that you need to tell them. But don't fear your enemies, no matter how many, how strong or big in number, because the Lord our God is greater than them. And he fights our battles and he'll take care of it. If you'll turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 3. And like I say, I just picked out, I don't know, 10 or 12 here. Chapter 3, verse 22, starting in verse 22. And this is Joshua's time. He told Joshua, in verse 21, he commanded Joshua at the time, saying, thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings that he conquered. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms wherever thou passest. Ye shall not fear them, For the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. And he does. He does fight for us. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? His great right arm, his great hand leads us everywhere we go. We can lean on it. We can trust him. But the answer to that question is there is no one but the Lord God in the Bible. There is no one. If you will turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 20, and he was with Joshua, he was with Moses, which Joshua was the son of Nun, the minister to Moses. In chapter 20, the first four verses read like this. This is laws concerning war. When Israel had to go to war, it says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and it shall be when you are come nigh unto the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, do not tremble, neither be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. And how many times have we seen this in our own lives? The Lord goes to battle for us. It's him that goes out and fights our battles. And a lot of times we don't have to do anything but speak the word. But majority of the time, he takes care of it for us. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, I'm trying not to keep you too long here, starting in verse 6, this is a commission from Moses to Joshua. He says in chapter 31 of Deuteronomy, verse 6, Be strong and of a good courage. Have a strong heart. Be strong. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Again, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And they did. And the Lord said, He it is that doth go before thee, in verse 8. He will be with thee. Amen. Look at the next words. He will not fail thee.
Amen.
Neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Amen. And that's the kind of Lord we serve and worship, one that's with us, one that goes with us, before us, is always there. And in Joshua chapter 1, we read more about the commission to Joshua, son of Nun. This is from the Lord himself's commission in verse 9. Of chapter 1. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest.
Amen.
In the last verse of that chapter, it says, Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto my words and all that thou commanded him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. During Joshua's capture and destruction of, it's spelled Ai. I don't know if you pronounce that Ai or I or A, but in chapter 8 of Joshua, there's a battle going on. They didn't know how they could win, but what they did is when he went in to take the city, in verse 8, He had some of the men of war late stay in ambush outside the city. Some of them went in, and as they come, and then they fled like they had been defeated. And as they come out, the men lying in ambush got all their enemies and took care of them. But in verse 1 of chapter 8, it says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given into thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land." And he did. It came to pass. Joshua did all that Moses had commanded him, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. And so I meant there were some Gentile people with the Israelites at that time. In Joshua chapter 10, still got some more do not fear and things like that. This is when the sun stood still and the moon. And if I remember right, somebody told me 3 or 4 years ago, scientists have finally figured out that this is true. But we know it from his word. But in verse 12 of chapter 10, it says, "Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still." That's the kind of God we worship. He can tell the sun to stand still in its course, and it will, and the moon stayed. And to the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, because the Lord fought for Israel. It was all for Israel's good that he did this. And it's never happened before, never will happen again. If you'll turn with me now over to 1 Samuel chapter 12. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 19 through 22. Mm-hmm. Chapter 12. "And all the people," "all the people said unto Samuel, Pray for thy servants unto the Lord thy God, that we die not, for we have added unto all our sins this evil to ask us a king." That's when they first wanted a king. "And Samuel said to the people, Fear not, you have done all this wickedness. Yet turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which ye cannot profit nor deliver, for they are vain. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake." He hasn't forsaken us to this day. The gates of hell have not prevailed against his church, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. And that's one thing that we differ with some other churches are, is salvation. The Lord is in control of our salvation, chooses whom he saves and who he doesn't. But here it tells that. It says, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, 1 Chronicles, a couple of books over, chapter 28, David encourages Solomon to build the temple. And in verse 20, "And David said to Solomon's son," and we read these words before, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee.
Amen.
He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." Right. And that's what Solomon did. He went on and built the house. 2 Chronicles 20, Second Chronicles, chapter 20. And my point is, as his people today, we need not fear, need not be dismayed, whether it's through talking with people or what's going on in the world or the country, because the Lord's in control. And he is with us, and he goes before us, and he's going to take care of things. Second Chronicles 20, starting in verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation and said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and now King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's."
Amen.
If we have any battles, it's only with ourselves, because everything else belongs to God. "Tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel." This is Jahaziel's promise of a deliverance. "You shall not need to fight in this battle." Verse 17. "Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And we find out in verse 20, "They rose up early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of the holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever.'"
Amen.
And when Judah came, verse 24, or 23, and well, back to 22, "When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none of them escaped." He does better for us than we could ever do on our own. And he takes care of his own. It's also in chapter 32 of this book, 2 Chronicles 32. He tells those going out to war again, when Judah and I'm not sure how to pronounce this king's name, Sennacherib invades Judah. He tells them in verse 7, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that was with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. If we look, and he did, he delivered them. Verse 23, let me see, Mr. Chapter 20 through 23. The same chapter, "The Lord sent an angel, which cut off all the mighty men of valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land, and when he was coming to the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. And that's what the Holy Spirit does today. He guides us and leads and directs us. If you'll turn to Psalms, I just have a few more here. And these be not afraid, be not. Psalms 56. Another verse I like when I feel like I've been wronged. You ever feel like you've been wronged by anybody in this world? And we want that revenge. We want to get them back. We want to pay them back. Well, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Just let it go. Best thing you can do. Psalms 56. It's 56 Psalm. Be merciful unto me, O God. This is a confident prayer for help. For man would swallow me up, he fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy bow? When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. And that's the attitude we ought to have. Don't be afraid of what man can do. Man can kill the body, that God can control the body and soul. So, all I've been talking about a lot of the fear nots and don't be afraid, that we should, on the opposite hand, also have a reverential fear of our God and Savior because of who he is and what he does and what he's doing. Now, I didn't say be afraid of him. He's a loving father, but have a reverential fear because he's in control of our lives. And we look at others that get sick or have cancer or have this or that. It could happen to any of us at any time. But what matters is what happens after we die. We don't want that second death to touch us. Amen. Trust Christ. In Isaiah chapter 12, Isaiah chapter 12. Computers and iPhones are handy, but it's nice to turn and read too. Isaiah chapter 12, the first six verses. My study Bible says, thanksgiving for God's mercies. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. And we do serve a great God. Amen. We are his people. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life for the foundation of the world. He saved the people. Like Brother Jim pointed out this morning, gave his life a ransom for many, saved his people, I should say. He's the great shepherd. We were the sheep that had gone astray. And just like the biblical passage where he left the 99 and went to find the one, that's how, in my opinion, that's how each salvation takes place. It's an individual, personal thing. He reaches down and touches you, shows you your lost condition from the law, and by his grace, he saves us. In Isaiah 44, we read that there's no other God beside him. Isaiah 44, starting in verse 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. How true is this? He is the only God of heaven and earth. Buddha doesn't exist. Muhammad, they all died and they're gone. Muhammad died and is gone. Men will die and come and go, but our ever-living Father, Jesus Christ, is still alive on the right-hand side of the Father. Verse 7 says, and who as I shall call and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, verse 8. Neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no other God. I know not any. Here's the flip side to that. They, in verse 9, that make a graven image, are all of them vanity? Their delectable things shall not profit. They are their own witnesses. They see not nor know that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god with a little g, or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Nobody has. I mean, they do it and they worship them, but they're not worshiping the God of the Bible. God of the Bible was alive, is alive, will always be alive. In the form of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 51. Isaiah chapter 51. Let's not forget who hath made us, who knew us before he formed us in the womb, stretched forth the heavens and the foundations of the earth. Before we were even born, for we were on his mind. Isaiah 51, starting in verse 7. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, in my salvation from generation to generation. Awake, awake, put on strength, O armor of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the Red Sea, when he took Israel through the waters of the great deep, the Jordan? He dried up the Jordan for them to go through too. That hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return, doesn't say maybe, shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. When the Jewish people are called from all corners of the earth, well, I understand that they'll return to Zion. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Mm-hmm. Now if we'll turn to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 14. I have one verse in Matthew. It's a parable, but no, 14, I'm sorry. 14:27. When Jesus walks on the water, the disciples are in the ship in 22. In 23, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway, or immediately, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid."
Amen.
And you know the rest of the story. He had Peter walk out to meet him till Peter looked down, took his eyes off the Lord, started to sink. Let's turn to Luke. Be not afraid. Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Verses 4 through 7. "And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him.
Amen.
Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows." John chapter 14, and just one more after this, I'll be wrapping it up. John chapter 14. Verses 26 and 27. And here is the promise given to the church when he left the earth. Verse 26 of John chapter 14. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Trust Christ and him alone." Turn to 1 Peter. All of our trust, we shouldn't put trust in a man. We love one another and care for one another and love Brother Jim, Brother John, but our trust should be in Christ through this word. And Peter, as soon as I get there, you all got there for a minute. 1 Peter 3:12, as soon as I find it. That's my drawback of using a phone instead of digging through scripture sometimes. First Peter chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. And of course, our righteousness is only through Christ, not of our own works. But verse 12 in 1 Peter chapter 3 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?"
Amen.
"No one. But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you of a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And we should be ready to give an answer to everybody that asks us about that hope. And like one of the sisters here in church, Laura, shared something, I believe it was on Facebook the other day. We don't have a hope that God might do something, but rather we stand fast in knowing that He can and will do what He has promised. Amen. And like Brother Jim said earlier today, or in his prayer, I believe it was, even at this moment, as the devil accuses us, he's there intercessing on our behalf.
Amen.
And we need not be afraid of man that can kill the body, but rather have a reverential fear of our Lord and Savior, but trust Him too. And I ask for more faith, to trust Him more. Just know that He will fight our battles. He has in the past. He will continue. He can't lie because He's God. And if He says He will, He will.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jim.
Thank you, Brother.
Thank you, well, we'll sing a song in closing unless you have something to add to, Brother Jim. Yeah.
That's good message. I don't know how many times we're told to fear not. I think Brother Ed told me it was 365 verses. Did you hear that, Brother Ed? 365 verses in the Bible about fear not. One for every day. What are the 365 promises?
I'll have to look that up and see.
Something like that. One for every day. Yeah. He watches after us day by day. He gives us the blessing of grace and comfort for one another. God bless you all. What number, brother?
477.
477. We'll stand and sing a couple of verses in closing. 477, those who are able, join us in sin.
Tell us to fear not, because you know that what you have planned for us, Lord, that it is for our own benefit, and we know that you have a hand in everything, do in this life, Lord. We thank you for that blessing and that reassurance from times where we, our faith is small and where we doubt, Lord. We ask for forgiveness or where we fall short of those times and those moments. But Lord, we do thank you for loving us and loving us first, Lord. And we thank you for bringing us into your fold and just allowing us to know you. And Lord, we just count it a blessing to be a part of your family, be a part of your church community, Lord. And just we thank you for just all that you bless us with each and every day. We ask that you just be with the many names that are on the prayer list and those that are not able to make the services today, Lord. We just ask that you just, whatever the reason might be, that you just might be in the midst of them. Just be with the Williams family. Just be with James's son's mother, Kim, and just the other gentleman this morning that was here with them. We just ask that you just be in the midst of them and their family. And Lord, we just ask that you just be with our own families, Lord. Just simply think about these times and the difficulties and the situations that we all go through. Lord, we just ask that you just be ever present. We just ask that we turn to you and we're scared or we fear, Lord, that we lean into you, that we give our worries and concerns to you, Lord, and we know that you guide us through these difficult times. Lord, we just ask that our country just turns to you, and we just ask that we stand strong for you, Lord. Just, we know that you're being removed from so much of society, Lord, but we know that this world and this earth was built for you and by you, Lord. So as this chaos ensues, Lord, just help us to be strong and faithful for you, Lord. We just have the privilege and a blessing again to be able to hear your message preached from Brother Jim and Brother Tim today. Be with those that might be traveling back into the area. Just ask to be with Brother John and Sister Donna as they travel. Just thank you for all that they do. We just thank you for just the health and the wellness that you provide us with each and every day. And help us to go forth with the messages that we've heard today and just give them into this world, Lord. We thank you for every opportunity that we had to be able to serve you and the blessing and privilege, Lord. Just forgive us of our sins. Jesus Christ, name we pray. Amen.
Amen.